This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday state law enforcement will launch a state-level criminal probe of the apparent assassination attempt of former president, U.S. President Donald Trump, in addition to the federal investigation that's ongoing. DeSantis told reporters Tuesday the suspect is believed to have committed state law violations. DeSantis' announcements came a day after Ryan Routh was charged with federal firearms crimes. Sheriff's deputies in Florida arrested the 50-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh, stopping him on a major highway late Sunday after he fled from the former president's golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Routh has been charged with possession of a firearm as a convicted felon and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. AP correspondent Terry Spencer was in the courtroom when Routh appeared Monday.
He is facing two charges. He is facing a charge of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. That relates to something that happened about 20 years ago in North Carolina when he had a standoff with police, and also possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. Together, those would put him away, if convicted, for up to 20 years.
Routh is expected back in court next week. Lebanese government and Hezbollah officials said Tuesday hundreds of handheld pagers exploded nearly simultaneously across Lebanon and parts of Syria Tuesday, killing at least eight people, including members of the militant group Hezbollah and a girl, and wounding the Iranian ambassador. Hezbollah officials blamed Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack that wounded more than 2,700 people at a time of rising tensions across the Lebanon border. The Israeli military declined to comment. A Hezbollah official who spoke on condition of anonymity told the Associated Press the new brand of handheld pagers used by the group first heated up, then exploded, killing at least two of its members and wounding others. Iranian's state-run IRN News Agency said the country's ambassador was superficially wounded. This is VOA News.